house and threw the ball at my family, how they was there. I bet they were crying and stuff like that. But it was definitely a great thing to be a part of. And that's something I'll never forget.
And you and Vaughn, you know, made that big play early. He strip, you got the fumble recovery.
Oh, yeah, he sure did. Great, I forget. Huh? Yeah, it was great. I didn't know who made the cause a fumble till, like, I guess now. I forget. I totally forget. But it was a great thing. I just wish we could have came out with a W.
What can you do differently this time around against the Raiders?
Just have more of a winning mindset and, you know, just keep finishing. It's not going to be easy. The Raiders are probably the toughest team I've ever played against because they got so much ground attack and air attack. So they have some great players over there, great staff. So if we just be consistent and just, you know, tackle well and just play as a team like we know we can do, then I think we'll be fine.
We all know it's about the craziest place in the NFL to play. What do you know about it?
You know, it's funny. Remember when I was younger, I used to look at the little fake mascots in the stands with the little thorns all in their head. Like, what's going on over there in Oakland? So I can't wait to experience, man, and also just be able to help win and do all we can to compete with those guys because they are a great team.
You know, John Elway was saying this week, we don't draft all pros. We create all pros. Hey, you're a young guy, great expectations. Going through, fair to say, some growing pains right now?
Yeah, I am. And, you know, nothing's going to be easy. You're going to go through some trials and tribulations, but it shows you how really tough you are, how much you love the game, and also just, you know, how much you want to help win. No matter if you're on the field, on the sideline, no matter what the case is, you still can help in some way. And I try to get better every day and keep a positive attitude around here. That's what we need.
Tell me what you need to do better.
You know, everything. You know, better film study. Just getting more comfortable at the safety position in the NFL. Playmaking ability, everything. You know, I've shown some signs of making some plays, but it's always areas of improvement for me. You know, always like tackling and just angles and everything I've always been saying since I was a young kid. So I'm working.
Do you think these last couple weeks have kind of helped you in any way long term, and what have you gotten out of
it? Yeah, it has. You know, but you know, I'm one of them guys that stay hungry. I always stay with a chip on my shoulder. So, you know, I never look at it as a bad thing. Like, this is what the situation is. It's how you overcome it. Because I've had previous times when I was younger where people told me I would never be nothing in life, and look where I am now. So I give it all to God when the situation's like this.
Have they indicated that the long-term plan is they still want you to start at some point, but this is just in the process?
We haven't really talked about that. All we do is just keep working, and all we do is trying to win. Mm-hmm. And so that's our main goal here. So it's not about me. It's about the team, so that's what I care about.
Has being able to maybe step back help you watch film differently or maybe see things differently and try to learn?
Well, you know, my film study is I love film. That's what I really thrive on. But it also makes you love the game more. You know, so especially when you go out there on the field, you like make you feel like you'll be born again. So it's definitely a lesson learned and something you got to go through in life.
Is the confidence still high? Because you've still been out there a lot. It's
yeah.
Not like you've been.
Oh yeah. You know, you can't say like, oh, I'm not made for this game, because you always got to be ready for anything. And I'm here for a reason. And like I said, I just want to win. That's all I care about.
What specifically they have you doing differently as the Dimeback versus?
Just playing, being the last line defense, man. Being able to make some plays and, you know, just be a football player and also just get to the rock. That's it.